a well-known aspect of or linear algebra computation is the fact that computing eigenvalues and eigenvectors is a difficult task. If we start from the definition, we can always say that the eigenvalues are the solutions of the algebraic equation of degree n with complex coefficients. Not only these coefficients must themselves be computed through computation of the determinants. Also computing determinants is difficult. This is a symbolic determinant. So, first consideration may be, are there classes, kinds, structured matrices for which the computation of eigenvalues and eigenvectors is easier? Are there matrices for which this problem can be easily solved? Among the various classes of matrices which has been introduced last time, triangular matrices, in particular diagonal, it's all simple. The eigenvalues, let us put an index I, lambda sub I, is each eigenvalue is given by the corresponding diagonal entry, main entry of the matrix. Another class of matrices for which the computation is easier, which is an extension, a generalization of this, is the class of block triangular, in particular block diagonal. How the block triangular matrices are made. They are made up with blocks instead of elements, instead of scalars, put in the block upper triangular or lower triangular locations. So the matrix B, which has been considered before in the context of reducible matrices, was an upper block triangular matrix. The Matrix B has this form. The only assumption we make is that the diagonal blocks
are square.
If the diagonal blocks are square, then it can be easily seen that the eigenvalues of B we can say the set of eigenvalues of B is the union of the sets of eigenvalues of the blocks B sub II. So if I have, I repeat this fact, if I have an upper block, upper triangular matrix, I can consider, in order to have the eigenvalues of the complete matrix, only the diagonal blocks, and I can compute only their eigenvalues. So, from this point of view, reducibility is again an advantage. Here, I have two eigenvalue problems instead of one. Moreover, we have said just before that Hermitian matrices have real eigenvalues. And I write it again, unitary have eigenvalues with modulus absolute value equal to 1. Are there other classes of matrices, of important classes of matrices, which have been introduced?
There is
unitary have eigenvalue with the normal matrices. We leave this question pending. For the normal, we till now have given only the definition, which was somewhat cryptic. It is not simple to have in mind, to imagine what this means. This the class of these matrices have important properties regarding eigenvalues, which we will see them later. Let us turn to the initial statement. Computing eigenvalues is hard. It's a difficult task. If we are able to transform the given matrix into another matrix having the same eigenvalues, and if the second matrix has some property, belongs to some class for which it is easier to compute the eigenvalue, this would be fine. So the idea is to obtain from A, which is the square given matrix, and AN, some other matrix B, we you can say, of some class. With the same eigenvalues of A. I guess you know in which way this passage can be performed from the theoretical point of view, from the geometrical point of view, a natural way to obtain from a matrix another matrix having the same eigenvalues is to perform a so-called similarity transformation. Trasformazione per similitudine. A similarity transformation gives you the new matrix B as,
I never remember where is the inverse, on the left or the right. There is no substantial difference, but I want to follow the same notation.
The new matrix is obtained, this is the definition of similarity transformation, is obtained from the original matrix by multiplying it on the right by matrix S invertible and on the left by its inverse. It can be shown, we will not see this, that can be easily seen that B has the same that I have already written here. B has the same eigenvalues of A. Whatever is S, the only condition over S is that it is invertible. But if our goal is to compute eigenvalues, transformate A into B is useful only if for B it is simple to compute eigenvalues. I would like that B is, say, triangular with the subcase of diagonal, or more generally, block triangular. The question is, given a generic matrix A, when is it possible to find a matrix S, so a similarity transformation, which gives me a new matrix B with the same eigenvalues and with a simpler, specific, special form such as triangular or block triangular. Well, possible choices are given by the so-called canonical forms. There are many canonical forms. We will consider only two of them. the structure of B corresponding to the most famous canonical forms is Jawaramu Jordan for and four. These forms are structural definitions of special matrices. Let us begin with the Jordan canonical form. There is a fundamental theorem which states that any matrix, square matrix A, can be transformed in a matrix. Now the matrix B will be called J as Jordan. Jordan can only perform where is defined as follows. The definition of J is in terms of blocks and sub-blocks. In this way, I give you a picture of the structure, and after we will call the single blocks in some way. J is diagonal block. So we have a diagonal block matrix with square diagonal blocks, which we will call J sub 1, J sub 2, in the general case. J sub P, which is P? P is the number of distinct eigenvalues. Any matrix has at least one eigenvalue. If we count the eigenvalues with their algebraic multiplicity, we have n eigenvalues. But if we consider all the day values and we call them consequently, we can have only, we also can have only one distinct eigenvalues. So P is the number of distinct eigenvalues of the matrix. We have as many blocks J sub I as many are
there. The eigenvalues of G2 is distinct from the eigenvalues.
We have not already not seen, seen where the eigenvalues are. There we have established only correspondence between the number of blocks and the number of distinct eigenvalues. Suppose. But maybe if it's if the characteristic polynomial is this, let us suppose that we have computed in some way the characteristic polynomial
that we are able to factorize it. Generally, this is very difficult. Suppose that we were able to do this. So if this is the characteristic polynomial of the matrix, its eigenvalues are 1 and 2, with algebraic multiplicities, respectively, 3 and 2. The degree of the polynomial is 5. So the matrix was 5 by 5. But the matrix has only 2 distinct eigenvalues. P, in questo caso P è
2.
The simplest example, the identity matrix. The eigenvalues of the identity matrix are only equal to 1. So we may say that I, the identity matrix, has only 1 eigenvalue. So in that case, P would be 1. Well, let's go on. Each block J sub I, each of these blocks, is made up of smaller diagonal blocks, is again block diagonal, its diagonal blocks are colored. We denote only one of them. C sub I, the same. And a superscript, which is J. So for example, the block J sub 2 is itself block diagonal with, I don't know how many diagonal blocks, C sub 2 Well, the number, how many blocks of this kind are inside J sub I? The last value of the superscript is the geometric multiplicity of lambda sub I. So here is tau lambda sub I, where with tau I denote the geometric multiplicity of lambda sub I.
Lambda is a function.
The definition of geometric multiplicity must be recalled. If you don't remember, each eigenvalue, there are many, many things which are needed in order to have all clear. Some of them, I have told you, I will recall you only some of them. Unfortunately, not all can be recalled. For each eigenvalue, two integers are defined. An integer that I call sigma of lambda sub I, uh,
algebraic multiplicity, and the one I'm using now, tau lambda I, the geometric multiplicity.
The first definition first is simple. This integer is the exponent that the monomial lambda minus lambda sub I exponent has in the factorization of the characteristic polynomial. In the previous example, I have rubbed out it. I wrote a characteristic polynomial which was minus, say, lambda minus 1 by lambda minus 2 to the 3 to the 2. So the algebraic multiplicity of 1 is 3, the algebraic multiplicity of 2 is 2. It is simply the number of times that the eigenvalue must be counted as solution of the characteristic equation. Instead, this is a geometric notion. The geometric multiplicity is defined as the dimension of the null space or kernel of A minus lambda by the identity.
What the difference?
The dimension of the, I don't know how you are used to call it, N is the kernel of this matrix or null space.
The kernel or null space of a matrix D is the linear space of vectors which are sent by D into zero. The nucleo, kernel.
Which is a vector?
X is a vector which is multiplied on the left by D.
There are fundamental results in linear algebra which regard the dimension of these and other spaces. This is an integer, this is a linear space, so it has if you must give a look maybe to these things. This matrix is singular because lambda, this lambda is an eigenvalue. If this matrix is singular, its kernel, its null space is non-trivial, which means that there are non-zero vectors which are sent to zero. So this is a vector space which has a dimension as in the sense of dimension of vector linear spaces greater or equal to 1. So this number is greater or equal to 1. So these are two integer numbers, and there is a theorem which states that for each eigenvalue, tau is less or equal than sigma. So let us turn and we conclude with an example. Let us go to the description. The description is not over. We have found that inside
the J, the block J, there are these blocks C, which are as many as the geometric multiplicity. Last step. How these blocks C are made? The blocks C are described finally in terms of entries, of numbers, of elements. Each block C, we have said C sub E, sub J, with J up to tau. Well, the blocks C are b-diagonal square. B-diagonal, diagonal, only two diagonals, contains non-zero entries. Along the main diagonal, there is the value of the eigenvalue corresponding to the index I, repeated, lambda sub I, etc., and so on. Along the supper diagonal, the diagonal adjacent to the main diagonal in the upper diagonal part, there are all values equal to 1. Elsewhere, there is 0, which is the size of these blocks. The condition over the size of the block C is that the sum of their size makes the algebraic multiplicity. So this block is square with size sigma of lambda sub I. Let us make an example. It is not a particular example. You find here it is not important to make the same example, to consider the same example. Let us have a 7x7 matrix A. We don't make computations, so we don't need the numerical values of the entries of A. Let us suppose we have computed the characteristic polynomial of A, and that it has this form, this factored form. So we know that the distinct eigenvalues are 3, their values are 2, 1, and 0. If we are so lucky to have the factorized form, we know all about eigenvalues and their algebraic multiplicities, because 2 has here I write the integer value of sigma 2, 4, and 1. The sum must be n, 7. From the characteristic polynomial, we don't know the values of tau. To have the values of tau, we would be obliged to study the kernel, the null space, which means to consider the homogeneous linear systems and so on. Let us suppose that we have done this study in such a way that finally we know that the three values of tau are 1, the values of tau must be smaller than the corresponding values of sigma. Here it may be 1, here it might be 2, and here necessarily it must be 1, because tau cannot be 0. I repeat, let us suppose to have computed the three corresponding to the three distinct eigenvalues, values of tau. So, the matrix J, the Jordan canonical form, is the following. According to the definition, let us make a large square. We have three blocks J, each having size equal to the corresponding sigma, 2 by 2. Four by four, 1 by 1. Elsewhere there are all zeros. These are the three blocks which have been colored J. The first J must contain how many blocks C? 1. The number of blocks C equals the geometric multiplicity. Here inside these blocks, I have put many blocks C's. How many? How many has this value? Is this 1? So here is only one block C. But the blocks of type C contains are b-diagonal is 2 by 2, b-diagonal means that the here is 0, here must be the eigenvalue, corresponding eigenvalue, which is 2, and here is necessarily 1. Well, let us consider first the last. The third J, there is no choice. It must contain simply the third eigenvalue. This is 1, this is 1. No other possibility. Well, the central block, the central J, how many C must contain? 2 blocks C. Whose sizes must sum up to 4. Here inside we have 2 blocks C of sizes, or 1 and 3, or 2 and 2. This is not the same thing, and only one of these two cases is true. I can. It is difficult, we will not go inside this question, but a possible situation is that I can here see the indices are 2, 1, and here C 2, 2. In this case, here 0. In this case, I would have 1, 1. Okay. But it would be possible that J sub 2 had this form. This is the value of 1. The canonical form is unique unless the ordering of the blocks. So only one of these two possibilities is true. And to be able to know if the right canonical form is this or this, I would have to make complicated computation over the matrix. The important important aspect of this form is that it always exists. The Jordan canonical form always exists for any matrix. It's a block diagonal form. Obviously, the problem is how I can compute it. How I can compute the similarity transform which gives me this canonical form. A counterpart of this canonical form will be, we will see next time, the Schur canonical form, which has more nicer computational properties. We conclude next time this part on the canonical forms of matrices with the Schur canonical form, which is inside the same section of the PDF file. Questions?